Listener Production.
The Tassie Premier still optimistic we can secure our own AFL team, a callous attack at Glen Orchy Central, and the poor water quality at a local beach. Partly cloudy today, a shower or two developing in top of 14. I'm Lee Jollo, and this is your Hobart Local News. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe says he's looking forward to hearing from the AFL and club presidents in August on the outcome of Tassie's bid for the league's 19th licence. He's remaining upbeat and confident a deal can be struck, with his new AFL team task force progressing the stadium feasibility study announced in the budget. Mr Rockliffe says the investment stacks up.
The economic benefit and jobs benefit and sporting infrastructure benefit across Tasmania supports greater community participation. And we believe that when it looks at the investment and the economic return, it's most certainly worth our investment and Tasmania's investment in it.
Two people have been charged over an assault at Glen Orchy. It follows an incident at Glen Orchy Central on Monday evening, seeing a male worker allegedly attacked as businesses were closing. He was taken to the Royal Hobart Hospital with serious facial injuries, while a 27-year-old man and woman were arrested. They'll appear in Hobart Magistrates Court at a later date, where police will allege the attack was unprovoked. The northern end of Kingston Beach has seen water quality downgraded to poor. It's recommended people no longer swim there. The change comes following the Derwent Estuary Program that tested water quality on a weekly basis over several months. Those from the program are saying it needs to be investigated. Authorities are now intensifying their testing in the area to get to the bottom of it. Taswater's Frances Smith on some of the usual suspects.
We know that we have ageing sewer infrastructure. Sometimes you get cracks of tree ingress, or sometimes you get blockages for the wrong things have been put down the sewer.
Tasmania's created a new program providing students with hot meals at school. Rolling out in lower socioeconomic parts of the state, the program is being labelled nation-leading by some. Initially a pilot program targeting 3 schools, it's now out to 15 thanks to backing from Tassie charity Loaves and Fishes. Rockaby Primary School's Lydia Colvert says it really helps.
It's a really good pilot program to allow all children to be able to access good healthy food. At least once a week, because sometimes it is very costly.
To sport, and two Hobart mates have been named in the Commonwealth Games men's 4x100 relay team, which is the first time in history the state's had two sprinters racing together. Jacob Despard and Jack Hale are making the trip to Birmingham for the Games next month, along with fellow Tasmanian long-distance runner Stuart McSween, who'll race in the 1500-metre event. Jacob thinks athletics in Tasmania is as strong as ever.
Now, we've got 10 to 12 guys who are in, you know, the elite men category in Australia. And I think, you know, Jack and I are making this team, and Stewie as well, just shows that Tasmanians can make it to the top.
Finally to hockey, and plenty of spite in the nil-all draw between Northwest Grads and Derwent. It was the first scoreless result in 4 years. Grads mid George Wilkinson admitting frustration at being unable to find the back of the net.
Yeah, definitely. I think it led to a bit of frustration towards that fourth quarter, and a few lax tackles end up in some few players receiving some cards.
A top-of-the-table clash between Derwent and Canterbury headlines this weekend's matches.
Listener.